good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Why are they so cheerful?
I know.
They realize what time it is.
Oh, good morning. We're in hour two. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacy Ann and Terry Soul hanging out on this wonderful Friday. Terry, wow.
It is. It's nice. It's 52 degrees, and we're going to have some clearing a little bit later on. The highs will be around 77 degrees. Yeah, that's perfect weather.
Perfect weather.
Perfect weather to get body slammed, wouldn't you think?
Oh, body slammed.
Yeah, remember that back in the old days when they would body slam them?
Yeah.
You know, I can't think of anybody that would be a knucklehead that would want to get body slammed again.
Well, you know, it takes a rare person to do so. And it certainly...
You got to wear a pink t-shirt.
To raise money and to kick cancer in the donkey, I think anybody, including this gentleman on the phone, will...
Oh, is he on the phone again?
Get body slam. He must have heard that you were talking about him or something. Good morning, Baron.
Hello there.
Hey, Baron.
You will do anything, almost anything, including body slam for money, won't you?
Well, it's not for me, and that's why I did it.
You like to roll around in the mud a lot, don't you?
You know, you keep bringing that up, Terry.
Well, because every time I see you, you're full of mud. Don't they have showers at your house?
I was with the golf crew, and I was pretty drenched from the rain.
Well, I know you were out there. You know, you were out there on the seventh hole. He was out there on the seventh hole last week, the only one out there.
Oh.
Pouring down rain, and there's Baron standing out there with his pink T-shirt on.
Oh. You got to keep going. Keep golfing during the rain.
He did. Yeah. Did you have fun out there?
I did. You know, and here's a little lesson in persistence. Stacy was mentioning our golf-a-thon. The second to last team stopped, and the gentleman was talking to me. I had never met the guy, but he understood that we were trying to just be boosting the ground for local people, and he pledged $200 for the golf-a-thon.
Well, it was worth it.
Wow.
So standing in the rain at a golf tournament for another organization and supporting them and helping someone raise money because they're in the fight contending for cancer, you'll get body slam. Man, what's the next great adventure, Baron?
I think you ought to jump out of an airplane.
I'm looking forward to Brenda coming up, and I was told by Terry that he would interview, but I would have to stay in the lobby.
I said stay out of the building.
I'll stay on Lancaster. How's that, Terry?
I-5 would be better, right in the fast lane. Just stand there.
Hey, Baron, I have a hint. I have a hint for you, though. Bring donuts, and he'll let you in. He's been begging for donuts all morning.
Bring me a glazed donut, my friend, and you'll come right on in.
You got a deal.
Okay, you heard it. I'll leave a note for security out in front there that if you have glazed donuts, to let you in.
Okay, you got a deal.
What are you doing up so early?
I also have an 8:30 meeting, and, you know, it's just funny how God worked. I turned the radio on, and I said, you know, I wonder what Stacy's talking about, and I flipped, why did you guys mention me? I thought, what the heck?
We were at a low point in the show. We didn't have nothing to talk about.
I can tell.
Well, and my excitement, of course, being a part of kicking cancer and on the board, and now this golf-a-thon on the 1st of November, and we have the Memorial Walk or the Lovin' Walk Run on the 17th of October. We need to let everybody know because I think these are great opportunities to kick cancer in the donkey.
Well, and you know, I gotta give a shout out to Jerry and Lisa Walker. This Love and Run is being corporately sponsored by KSLM and by the Volcanoes. But last night, they still did their cancer awareness night as opposed to a full weekend. And Lisa reached out and she says, do you have any survivors that want to throw the first pitch out? And Rebecca, who I got body slammed for, she was there. And then Becky Olson, who I climbed the U.S. Bank Tower for, she was there, and she's in her fifth battle with breast cancer right now.
Wow. Whoa.
You climbed the U.S. Bank Tower?
It was wonderful to see these survivors out there. Lyndon Zeitz, who's the publisher of the Kaiser Times, he's actually beat cancer twice. He threw out a first pitch. It was great.
Yeah. When did you climb the U.S. Bank Tower?
That was the first part of March, just before COVID hit.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Have you ever been dropped on your head?
It's actually it's a fundraiser for the Lung Association. They call it Fight for Air.
He just ignores me. You notice that? Have you noticed he just ignores what I say?
40 stories. I will tell you, the 25th flight, I knew my lungs were alive.
Mm.
You climb from the outside?
You do the, it's actually the staircase, the fire escape staircase. So you go in the exit door and then you climb to the top. It's 846 stairs.
Baron, they have elevators.
Yes.
Take the elevator.
I got to take the elevator back down, Terry.
Well, that's the easy part going down.
You too.
But I did it for Becky Olson because right. The breast cancer has now metastasized to her lungs.
Uh-oh.
Wow. What a champion, Baron. You really are a champion, and you're a great leader in our community, and we're thankful for you and what you're doing, and we're excited about the growth of Kicking Cancer and what we're doing in the community. Thank you for all that you're doing.
Well, I want to say a thank you to you, Stacy, because there's now a pink T-shirt in South Dakota and a pink T-shirt in Arkansas, thanks to you.
And we're working on getting charters.
You know, she's not the only one here. Hello.
Well, there's a pink T-shirt in Kaiser, thanks to you, Terry.
Baron, you're pissing me off early.
Uh-oh.
I know. I always do.
Well, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining the conversation this morning on a random Friday.
Yeah, thanks, Baron.
Hey, thanks for all you guys do, and thanks for sponsoring the Love and Run.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. We're continuing the conversation this morning, having some fun. Terry Soul in the studio with me.
Yeah,
and Terry,
I have loads of fun talking to him.
You know, you and I have the opportunity to connect with people. And in your show on Saturdays, it's at 10 a.m. on Saturdays. And again, it rebroadcasts on Sunday
at 6 p.m.
You really, the heart of your show on the weekend is to really highlight the humanity of people what their story is and how we can relate to them and bring encouragement. And you and I are kind of in the same way. We are people. And
can I tell you this? I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, good.
But can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
When I was working at KBZY across town for 23 years, did my midday show there. And then it came to a point where I had to leave. It wasn't my choice to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, I'm done with radio. It's time for me to retire. And I got a phone call from the owner of the station, and she called me up, and she says, you want to meet for coffee? And I said, I don't like coffee.
Mm.
And she says, meet me anyhow. So I came down here, and I told my wife, I don't want to get back into radio. I'm done. I've been in radio since 1974. I'm done. You weren't even alive then.
Yeah, I was.
Well, barely.
Barely.
And so I didn't want to get back into radio, and we sat down in here. And she says, what's it going to take to get you on my radio station? I said, nah, I'm done. But thank you for the offer. And she said, she kept pushing. And I thought, okay, I'll fix you. I told her, I says, I don't want to do a daily radio show anymore. She goes, done. And I thought, well, that didn't work well. And I says, I don't want to be told who I can and can't interview. She's done. And I says, if I want to go out and do a radio show somewhere around town, around the country, whatever, I don't want intersections. She says, done. I think, and this is not going well.
Right.
And so then I thought, I'll fix you. I wrote down on a piece of paper and I slid it across the table and said, this is what I want to make. And she looked at me, she says, when can you start? And I thought,
woo-hoo.
This didn't work. This just didn't work. So then she told me, she says, I have just two guidelines. I go, here it comes. Deal breaker. Here it comes. She says, I want you to be Terry Saul. And I go, well, that I know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, and I want you to have fun. And that was the only restrictions they gave me. And this is my third year now, and they've never come back and says, you interview this person or anything like that. They've left me alone. And for the first time in a radio, I've been able to just do whatever it is I want to do. If I want to interview somebody and get real serious, like Baron, sometimes we play around with Baron a lot, but we also have a serious content about
it.
I can do that. If I want to interview somebody from Hollywood, I can get away with doing that. They just don't have, there's no restrictions here. And that's why I like working here so much, because they leave me alone. Let me just do what I want to do.
True freedom and liberty, really.
Yeah.
And a team that really wants to impact our community. And I think every staff meeting that we have, how can we continue to impact our community?
Right.
And with that coming up in November, there's something we've done every year I'm excited to be a part of this year. You're going to talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
tell us what's going on in
November. It's called Supermarket Saturday. And again, when I was across town at the other radio station, we did it every year. And basically what it is, it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We would go down to a different Safeway and just have a I don't even know what the word is you want to do it. We used to just call it Supermarket Saturday. We ask people to bring in food to donate.
Like a food drive.
That's, there mm-hmm. you go. And so when I came over here, I mentioned it, and they says, well, we don't know if that'll work. So we've tried it, and it's been wonderful. And we're going to do it again this year. You're going to help us out this
yes.
year. We're going to meet at the supermarket, at the Safeway store on Center Street, mm-hmm. which is where we've done it every year. My
right
wife
around
works
the corner
there.
From the Capitol, right?
Exactly, mm-hmm. yeah. And we ask people to bring in non-perishable food. Mm-hmm. And we have a scale there, and we weigh it. And our goal last year was 1,000 pounds, and we raised 1,300. So we did. We matched our goal, or went higher than our goal. And this year, we're just going to go out there and have fun, and we'll be out there all day long. And we ask people to bring by. People would come by with 50-pound bags of flour, which is perfect, or potatoes, or
right.
whatever, peanut butter. Just bring anything that's non-perishable. We'll weigh it, and then it's all going to go for the Salvation Army.
I love it.
Yeah, and they come and they pick it up, and they just, it's just a wonderful time.
Well, and the whole idea in the month of November, of course, right, there's always this big push, usually around Christmas, and I don't know how this is going to happen as we move through Halloween and then Thanksgiving
sure.
and then Christmas, with every other holiday this year being so radically changed with COVID.
Right.
But you have Black Friday, right? You have Thanksgiving, and then the next day you have Black Friday, and then you have Small Business Saturday, and then Cyber Monday, and then the next Tuesday, which this year will be December 1st, is Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you give to charity and you do a lot of online type fundraising. So it'll be interesting to see. November through December 31st is the biggest charitable giving time every single year. Did you know that?
And here in Salem, the people here in Salem are so damn generous.
Very generous.
They really just get out there and show up and take care of it.
And we've seen this just the last few weeks with the fire
right.
and the wildfires
right.
to the point where yesterday Samuel with Youth with a Mission said when they were down at the fairgrounds they actually had to turn people away who were they had hit capacity there for the donations needed, and that's such an amazing thing when you think how many families, how many businesses have been impacted financially
mm-hmm.
through COVID-19. It brings so much encouragement and so much hope. And that's another thing we want to do at the station is we really want to come alongside your community events. We want to know what's going on. We want to partner with you. We've been given this wonderful microphone, and we can share and network together for greater good in our community. So I encourage you, if you have something coming up, let us know. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news, or if you want to give us a call right now and talk to us about something coming up, we'd love to talk to you. You can call the studio line 503-589-1220. Going into a break right now. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Terry Soule and Stacey Ann hanging out today. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoying this Friday, kind of a random Friday.
Donut-free Friday.
We're working on that COVID-20.
Yeah,
I kind of even went out in the break to see if anybody was up there. I just have that kind of fave. I'm like, someone be standing at the door, no way to let us know. I'm out
donut
here with your
smash
donut.
On our window or something.
You're with your donuts, you know. And, the kind that we like, the glazed, and the cream-filled, the white cream-filled, if anybody was so compelled. But don't tell my Terry, because we're on this, new challenge of getting away from sugar. And
well, I'm going to have, you know, I actually am going to have a donut a little bit later on because I pick up my granddaughter today after, at school at five at 11 o'clock. And then she always, we're going to Chipotle for lunch.
Oh.
She likes that. But before we go there, we have to go to the Center Street Safeway where grandma's at and get a donut. So I'm getting a donut.
And in what part does she work in the bakery?
No, she runs the whole place
there.
Oh,
she does.
And so it's just, but we go to the bakery there and we get our donut, and then Lily will sit there and eat a donut, and she's halfway through the frosting, and then she'll look at me, I'm done, Grandpa.
So and you get a donut and a half. Ah,
well, yeah, but you don't have to say that. You don't have to tell everybody. You snitch.
We but, see you know, the motivation.
And you know, it's what can you say about grandchildren? Do you have grandchildren?
I do.
Aren't they the aren't they the best?
In fact, I think I can. I've been embargoed from talking about it, but I think I can talk
you
about
have a secret?
Now. I have a secret.
Okay, wait. Turn off the. Okay, no one's listening. Just you and me. All right. Just what's your secret?
So I got a call.
Yeah.
From actually got a text message from my son Nathan.
Yeah. Where's he at?
He's in South Dakota, and he and Abby have been married for a few years now, and they finished college and they do it in their careers. In fact, she just got hired at a school. She's graduated with her 4-year degree, and she's working at a school in the library, and she's going to work on her counseling, master's in counseling. And they came this spring. They came and visited us here. They love Oregon, and we got to go to the coast and stuff.
Were you ashamed of us? You didn't bring them down here to meet us.
Well, I know it was in that COVID still.
Let me know,
and
I'll shower for the day. You know, let me know.
Such amazing young couple.
Yeah.
Just so very proud. He's my youngest son.
Yeah.
And so they just got this puppy, right? They got this cute little puppy and a golden retriever. All of my kids have sibling puppies. They're all boys.
Right.
And so he's like, hey, Mom, call. Let me know when it's a good time. Benny is his name. Wants to see Grandma, right? And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, that'd be fun. And we'll FaceTime or whatever. So we FaceTime, and they're showing me their new place. They have a small little home that they're renting. And so they just got settled. So they're showing me around. And then there's this dog walking around with this T-shirt on. And I'm like, they got a T-shirt on the dog? You know,
what's wrong with these children?
They're really taking this to the next level. I'm the grandma of the dog and all that. So they zoom in, and I didn't know this. They're recording me.
Yeah.
During this too, I didn't know this. I know it now. And on the T-shirt, they have wrote, going to be a big brother. And I know right away, oh my gosh! And they're like, yes, we're gonna have a baby.
Nice.
So this will be my fifth.
Yeah.
This will be my fifth grandchild. So I have Chloe, who's 8.
Yeah.
And then I have Collins, who's 2. And I have Colby, who's just months old, like 4 months old. And so my daughter, Shelby, and her husband, Nathan, have the 3 girls. And then they have the puppy, the grandpuppy. Yeah. And then my son, Dylan, and his wife, Esma, have Liam, who's 2. So Collins and Liam are just about a month apart, I believe, month and a half, maybe 6 weeks apart. And now this new baby.
Perfect.
Yay.
Perfect.
So I'm excited to be Grammy again.
Congratulations.
And
when's the baby due?
Like it. In June.
Mm-hmm.
Due in June. So,
yeah.
And their whole little world is just, they're so set up beautifully for it. You know, they're very excited about it. And
don't you love the way when they surprise you the way that they did that?
I mean,
they with my son, we were over there, it was Christmas, and he says, Lily, let's go up and change your outfit. And we were sitting there going, what's he changing his outfit for? So she went upstairs and came back down, and she was wearing this T-shirt, and we were talking, and he says, yeah, I just changed Lily's clothes. And I says, well, that's good. He goes, yep, she got a different T-shirt on and different pair of pants. I go, oh, that's good, son. I thought, what's going on?
Yeah,
are you strange?
Right?
And so he says, yep, she's got a brand new T-shirt on. Just bought it for her. And finally I looked at it and I read it and it says, I'm going to be a big sister. And I thought, okay, now I get it, son. You know,
my daughter and her husband, Nathan, when they were expecting Colby, they did something similar. And if I recall correctly, Chloe, who's 8, had, I'm the big sister.
Yeah.
And then Collins had, I'm the big sister. And then there was like an ultrasound picture, you know, and of the baby. And that was really exciting.
They never looked like the ultrasound picture.
Oh, I know. Isn't
they never looked like that.
I know. They look so much better, right?
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, it's been really popular right now to do these parties.
3D
to reveal,
yeah,
like, are you going to have a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
And I've been able to attend my son's party with when they found out they were having a boy, and that was quite a party.
Yeah.
In fact, the people that were hosting it kept setting them up like, we're gonna do this whatever activity, and then it was like there was no answer, and then they did 2 or 3 things, and finally the 3rd thing they did, they found out what they were having, which was pretty cool. So I'm excited. If you're a grandma or a grandpa and you have grandchildren, there is really, I didn't understand this growing up when I have, if I knew grandchildren would be so much fun, I'd have them first. I get it. I get it now.
Yeah, totally.
And Lily's how old?
She's 4 years old, going on 30.
Oh.
And very first time I babysat them, my son told me, he says, Dad, no ice cream. And I go, yeah, okay. And he goes, I'm serious, no ice cream. I go, yeah, okay. As soon as he left, I said, come on, we're going to Baskin-Robbins.
Mm.
And so we went to Baskin-Robbins and came back. And he says, did you take him for ice cream? And I said, I don't know, ask them. He said, I don't need to. There's dry sherbet on the side of her face. And I go, oops, busted.
Remember all the times that I told you not to do things and you did it? Yep.
Yeah.
I've got several more to do, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I think the most precious thing about these kids and the little things that they do and say, I wish I would have tracked more what my kids said.
They look at you, and no matter what you say to them is gospel to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Grandpa, why is this? And I tell them, you know, and they believe everything you say to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, there's something about just being a grandparent that just, they steal your heart. You didn't think that you can love somebody as much as you love them.
And their affection and wanting to stay engaged with you, you know,
exactly.
is so amazing. And I don't know if it's because we're in a different place in our life where we're not so active and so busy and trying to make a living, so stressed that we have the time. I think often if I would have taken that kind of time, even with my kids, I wasn't afforded necessarily because I was working 2 and 3 jobs when I was younger. But what a precious time.
My son told me the other night, he says, Dad, you spoil my kids more than you ever spoiled us. That's what you got to understand. I like them.
It does make a little bit of a difference. We're having fun this morning. Random Friday. We're going to come up with some random things that you may...
Hugh Hefner.
Oh, may or may not need to know. We're going to come up with some facts here just to, you know, start conversation. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Where you're at. I know we have a lot of listeners who listen online at kslm.news. Thank you for tuning in. Want to remind you, like us on Facebook, KSLM Radio. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use, and sometimes news not so much you can use. But Terry, I ask him some, what do we want to talk about? We're going to do some random things, and Terry Soule's here with me, and he's got some news you may...
Some bizarre things.
News.
Rather
yeah.
bizarre things. You ready for one?
Yeah, give me some.
Let's talk about Hugh Hefner. You know who Hugh Hefner was?
Wasn't he like the...
the Playboy guy.
Oh, the Easter Bunny guy.
No.
No, oh, the Playboy.
Okay, how much coffee have you had this morning?
A little too much,
yeah,
probably.
A little bit too much. He owned an actual jet. It was a Douglas DC-9 jetliner, and he called it the Big Bunny. I wonder why. The Big Bunny. And it was painted black, and it had private bedrooms. Now, this is on an airplane. Private bedrooms. It had a discotheque. Where do you put a discotheque on an airplane? Figure that one out. It had a movie theater, and the crew were a bunch of Playboy bunnies in black miniskirts. That was his crew.
Oh, my.
I get on an airline, so I don't see anything like that.
No.
Are you a flyer? Do you like flying?
Oh, I do. Yep.
See, I'm terrified. I used to jump out of airplanes when I was young, and I have 13 jumps.
Is that right?
Yeah. And then I got hurt on my 13th, and I tried to land standing up, and that didn't work so well.
Did you break a leg?
I bruised my ankle. I sprained it pretty bad because I landed, and then I just kind of, my canopy stayed open when I landed, and the wind was kind of pushing, so I was like bouncing off my face for a while, which is what explains my looks.
Oh.
And it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough.
That sounds painful.
It kind of hurt. And then my jump master did a jump into Mile High Stadium for a Bronco game, and they were doing a canopy, which is where one guy will come and sit right on top of the guy below him, and they got tangled up and fell to his death right in the middle of Mile High Stadium in front of
a crowd.
The whole crowd was there.
How long ago was that?
Oh, gosh, it was in the 70s.
Well, I know I've been in the Mile High when they've done those. They still do those similar type things.
Yeah.
Wow, how sad is that?
And after that happened, I realized, nah, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
You know, there is a jump that I think would be fun to do, and I know you get to over to Vegas quite a bit, that Stratosphere.
Yes.
What do you know about that?
I don't know, but I'll do it.
Oh, would you do it? Oh, the other thing I think would be fun.
The zip line.
The zip line.
Wouldn't
down
that
Fremont?
Be a blast?
Would you do that?
Because
see,
I'd be yelling at people the whole way down.
Get out of my way.
That's right. You know, I'd be just, I say that, but I took my granddaughter last year to the fair, and we got on those little things that go up in, what do they call those things? The sky ride that goes across the fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah, like a tram type thing, yeah.
And so we get up there, and she's going, Grandpa, look. And I just sit still.
Ooh.
Grandpa, and she's pointing to everybody, and I got my arms around her going, sit still, don't move, you know. And she was fine with that, but I would do a zip line. Would you do one?
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't it be a blast?
In fact, we were talking last hour a little bit about being a chaperone or a leader with youth. I had a chance to go with Young Life up to Canada, and they have a camp up there, and can't remember the name of it, but it was a beautiful camp, and it's very remote. You don't even have regular telephone lines. You don't have TV, any of that. But they have like a ropes course there, and all of my students, they were like, go for it, Miss Stacy, you know, get up there. And I did, and it was an experience, and it was probably the first time I was like, I don't know if this is real smart, you know.
Yeah.
But I love roller coasters and adventure.
I do too.
And I love going to Disney World or Disneyland and all of those things. And
Isn't it closed now? Isn't Disneyland still
Disneyland
closed?
Disneyland is closed. They've laid off 28,000 people, but Disney World is open, and they have a reservation system and social distancing. But Florida has just opened up. No mask mandate, nothing in Florida right now, and there are other states that are following. Kind of interesting.
Really?
So,
do you think Disneyland will open up again? Or?
I certainly hope so, but a lot of it is because of the governance there and the closed down. Even when we were there the first end of July, 1st of August, there were so many restrictions. So, what other kinds of randomness?
Well, Disneyland is in Orlando, and did you know that Disneyland has its own city in Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me, but what do you know?
It was
built between the two counties in Orlando there.
I don't remember what it's called. They've changed the name. It's Disney World.
It's called Disney World. That's what it's actually called, Disney World. It's a separate city, and it was built between two counties in Florida. I did not know that.
So there's Kissimmee is one of the towns there. And it is an interesting area. I've been there probably about 7 times to Disney World.
Right.
And I try to get to every park. And so it's so different than California Disneyland, where you have Disneyland. And that's where I was raised, is in Southern California for the first 10 years of my life. So every little thing, we went to Disney World or Disneyland.
Right.
So when I got to go to Disney World for the first time, it was epic, because you go to... You know, Animal Kingdom is a park for a day. You go to Epcot as a park for a day.
Right.
And then they have like a Disney Hollywood for a day, you know, and it's like, it's a whole week.
Sure.
At full days. And these families go and they bring their little ones or their grandchildren. And it's a lot of walking and a lot of traveling and stuff. But it's really incredible.
I'd love to go there.
Everything. And my favorite, I tell people all the time, if you can only go to two parks, go to Animal Kingdom. And depending on their age, if they have children, you want to go to Magic Kingdom, because that's where it's like Disneyland.
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom's like Disneyland, where they have, you know, Tinkerbell and the castle and, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean and all of that. But Animal Kingdom is cool because they have fun rides, but they also have entertainment. They have the Lion King, and they have the big Tree of Life, and they have the adventure safari through, and there's real giraffes and tigers and lions and things. It was pretty fun. So,
Last time I was down there, I was down there doing some shows, and I had an afternoon off, so I drove to NASA. And I don't know if you've ever been there or
not. I have not done that.
But it's a long road, about a 2 mile long road to get into the thing there, and there's signs, turn around, go back, you're not welcome here, blah, 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 blah. And of course, I kept going, and I got right up to the building there, the big, huge NASA building, and that's when I met the two guards.
Oh,
Bert and Ernie.
Oh,
and they helped me turn my car around real fast and head on out of there.
You were in the wrong
entrance.
Oh
boy, big time, big time. Yeah.
Well, I know, having been a honorary commander of an Ellsworth Air Force Base.
I need to hang out with you.
Uh-huh.
You get into all these things.
I was in a simulator of a big bomber. I've gotten a chance to go into one of those, you know, and I know they're, if you take the wrong path quickly, they'll let you know.
Because and they're not polite either.
Mm-mm. Well, and I don't blame them.
Well, I don't blame them either.
Yeah, because when you see me, I'm such a threat.
Apparently I was too.
Yes, we're having a random discussion this morning about anything that you want to talk about. If you want to give us a call, we encourage you to give us a call, 503-589-1220. Do you have any other facts?
Do you know Ben Affleck, the actor, you know who he is.
Oh, sure.
Okay. You know that he was banned for life from playing blackjack at the Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas?
What did he do?
Counting cards. He's a card counter.
He is?
Yeah. And he's been banned from that. And a couple of the other casinos have expressed interest in banning him also for card counting.
Now, isn't he part of that Ocean's 11? Ben Affleck?
Was he in that
one? My Terry could tell me. We've watched a few of them.
Aren't they great?
He is part of that as well. I'm going to take a call. I think this is our friend Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Rebecca, talk.
Are you there, my friend? Hello?
I hear her.
I don't know if she knows if she can hear us or not.
Rebecca, sneeze.
Good morning, Rebecca. Are you there? Oh, she might be having some issues with her phone
Well,
yes, we do.
Okay, then she'll call back.
She'll have some. Maybe she knows Ben Affleck. I don't know. Maybe she has
There's a thought.
So, yes, I think he is a part of Ocean's 11.
Well, wasn't that a great movie?
Mm-hmm.
See, I was a big Rat Pack fan. When I got married to Patty.
Oh, Patty.
Oh, jeez. When we got married, we got married in Reno,
mm-hmm.
and Dean Martin was performing at the hotel we were at. He was just wiping up, and they gave us front row seats to see his show because we got married in the hotel
mm-hmm.
there. And yeah, I'm telling you, what an incredible person he was.
Well, I would love to have watched Dean Martin live. That would have been an incredible thing. Let's see if we can pick up Rebecca. Are you there with us? Are you there, Rebecca? Good morning.
Wait, maybe we need a deeper voice. Rebecca, answer the phone.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know where she's at. We're having phone system. Maybe we're having a
Tell
phone
her I'm not here anymore. Maybe she doesn't want to talk to me.
Well, we encourage people to call in. We did get Baron on the line, so maybe it's something on her end.
Well, he probably messed up the phone system.
Not poor Baron.
Dyeing your hair in Norway is illegal because the small graveyard in Norway stopped accepting bodies after it was discovered that the dye in your hair is preventing the bodies from decomposing.
That's something that makes you go,
Do you dye your hair?
No.
You have
bright red hair.
Yeah.
And no, nothing.
You don't dye?
Mm-mm. Nope, it's natural.
You don't even have any gray hair.
Mm-mm, not really.
Really? Oh, wait a minute.
There might
be one in there.
Two or three white. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I stopped dyeing mine when I stopped doing my shows down there. And my manager keeps saying, you're going to dye your hair back? I go, no. No. He thinks that if you have gray hair, you're not funny.
Oh, well,
he's probably telling the truth,
actually,
too.
Actually, I think people that have a mature look to them do have more life experience and can bring a chuckle.
So you think I have a mature look to me, do you?
Uh-huh, absolutely.
I always liked you, Stacey.
It's good. Let's see if we can, let's try it again. Good morning, Rebecca. Are you there with us?
I am.
Hey, there you are. Sorry.
Where you been?
Sorry about that.
I tried multiple times to get through. It's so delightful to actually get through.
Oh, we're so glad to have you here.
We have a lot of people trying to get through.
Yes, and we have about a minute before we go into break, so I'm going to let you go and then hold you on until after break. How's that?
Okay. All right.
So go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I kind of had a double topic. First of all, I'm interested in a random morning where you would discuss your music and your reasons for choosing your music and where you found it.
Oh,
and,
yes. Okay, we'll get into that. Yeah, that's a great one. And then do you want to save your next one for after this break?
Okay.
Let's do it. Hold on. Okay, thank you. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hanging out with Terry Soule, and then Rebecca will join us after this break. Thank you for calling in. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to give a shout out to Bill Sunderland with Country Financial, Sunderland Agency, for being a morning sponsor. You can give him a call for any of your insurance needs or financial advice as well. Give him a call, 503-885-0789. Continuing the discussion this morning, we have Rebecca on the line. And Rebecca, before the break, you had said that you were kind of curious about why I selected the music that I use in the show each and every day. And that's a great question. I've had a few people ask me that, and when I set up the show and agreed to do the show in middle of February, and we started making the plan, I really wanted to have music that was uplifting and encouraging and spunky, and I listen to a lot of music. I listen to old classic rock and roll, and Terry, you'll appreciate this. I even listen to some Helen Reddy, and some, you know, and she just passed away this week. I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, and a variety of different, something that would be significant to me and my personality. And over again, I've had a lot of people say, you're just such an encouragement. You bring encouragement and enthusiasm everywhere you go. And I am a Mandisa fan. I love Mandisa. And she was, and I don't even know which, if it was Idol, American Idol, one of those shows, she was discovered. And she is very well known in the Christian world.
I think it was American Idol. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's a beautiful person, and I would love to, you know, my dream would, she'd be one I'd love to interview on my show.
Mm-hmm.
So she sings the good morning starting, and then she sings the outro of Overcomer. And I love the Overcomer song because it reminds us, no matter where we are in life, whatever we're facing, that we can overcome. It might be really difficult right now, but this isn't the end. We can get over, around, under, or through this, you know, especially together.
Sure.
And so that really spoke to me. And then the fun part about the happy dance, that's the singing good morning. When I see people now, they start saying good morning, you know, because of the intro, and Dan Sheets did a great job putting that together. But the happy dance, people are like, where did you find the happy dance? Well, Mercy Me, they're the ones that also sing I Can Only Imagine. And that song, it talks about heaven, and it talks about, you know, our loved ones in heaven. And I watched the video of that, and coming out of that online, the video, when you Google it and look at it, they're kind of in a maybe like a pub a little bit,
right,
and whatever. And they go from this kind of somber song, I Can Only Imagine, to the happy dance song. And people just started dancing. And I thought, oh, I love that. It's got a little jingle. So that's how I picked out the happy dance. Hopefully that helps you, Rebecca, have an insight on the music selected for the show.
Well, I knew there had to be a lot of caring go into finding those songs, because I've never heard any of them before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not surprised at all that you have a reason behind why you chose the song. You weren't just trying to fill space.
Exactly. And here's the thing, Rebecca. You know, you and I have had discussion on the air before about where we're at with kind of our faith and things like that. I had no clue in February that just around the corner COVID would hit, and we'd need to have so much encouragement and peppy little songs to get us going in the morning through some uncertain times. So I'm very thankful that we had a chance.
You may have saved somebody's life with the encouragement that you give.
I certainly, that would be an answer to prayer if that is the case. And so I appreciate your insight and your input.
Well, the second topic that I called in about is that I take the Rosebird Beacon,
mm-hmm.
and they do lots of really interesting articles that I don't catch anywhere else. One of their, this is not this week's one, but one of the ones I've been saving, is that there's a real effort being made to open up the undercover voter fraud that the Democrat Party has continually run for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Beck just did a recent expose on the largest voter fraud event that the Democrat Party ever ran, and that was during the Civil War. And that was very interesting. But James O'Keefe is now putting out some things about his existing operations, in the Democrat Party operations. So they have a, on September 2, the Roseburg Beacon did a, it's their primary front page article, that a Democrat operative admits, we've been committing massive mail-in voter fraud for decades. And I never understood mail-in voter fraud. How can you do that? But the fact that we're now exposing that when you mail out a whole bunch of ballots and you don't really care that the person really wants the ballot, then somebody can come along and say, hey, I want to collect your ballot. And so they do what's called ballot harvesting. I never understood that before, and it's been an education for me to have President Trump speaking out about it and James O'Keefe revealing it. And people just really need to get involved in the process. I feel that if regular people get involved, like Marion County hires people to come in and do the election, go get hired by them. Go become part of the process. I can't do it because I can't drive at night. But if somebody can drive at night, sometimes they count ballots clear into the night.
Well, my understanding, Rebecca, too, is that the clerk in Marion County that is an elected official, and that there actually is an election right now, too, of who's in charge of our elections in Marion County, you know, going on up into the state. And this Roseburg article, when you talk about this discovery, is this something that they've discovered that's been harvested here in Oregon or just somewhere else? Did it really say clearly?
No, the Roseburg Beacon, the people who run the Roseburg Beacon are not, they're not writing their own articles.
Okay.
What they do is go out and try to find interesting articles to print so that people get something coming into their homes. It comes once a week. And I've called them and talked with them, and they're just a bunch of volunteer people.
I love it.
That put together this newspaper that comes out once a week, and so they're not actually writing their own articles.
Okay.
They do some news in Oregon, and they've encouraged me to write articles to submit to them for print. But I never have. I don't know that I'm that good of a writer.
Well, you certainly are good at finding information and sharing it, and I appreciate that about you. And I know even on Facebook, just yesterday, I had one of those lovely messages saying, something you've shared has been fact-checked. And guess what it was? It was something I shared about the voter fraud going on. So, you know, obviously it's a hot button. They're trying to control that information. So thank you. Keep us informed of what you find out. Thank you for joining the morning show. Hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Also.
Okay, I'll check into it. We're wrapping up for today, Rebecca. Thank you so much. Thank you, Terry, for being a part of the show this morning.
Thank you for inviting me. This was fun.
Let's do it again soon, okay?
Anytime you want.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Don't forget, this Sunday, in fact, the 4th, Life Chain, Lancaster Drive, Broadway and Liberty, First Street and Staten. Look forward to seeing you there. It's from 2:30 to 3:30. You can pick up your sign at 1:30, People's Church, Salem Evangelical, and Calvary Lutheran. Have a fantastic day. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Take care.